בזכות זכינו שהיום אתה נשאר על הסוף השיעור?
Oh, the book of the Nefesh, the Hut HaNefesh. Furthermore, it's brought down in the introduction to the book, Ishtap Hut HaNefesh, pouring out your soul. That's what it's called, no?
Yes,
outpouring your soul. What's that?
My father asking for a copy.
Because you were giving him a thing.
It's a huge thing.
Starting with the Shiva's Nefesh, and we'll see who I am. Wow, wow. So Hashem, we'll be good. So quote now. And also, our teacher, the rabbi, the Tzadik Rav, Rabbi Natan of Breslev, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, says, Kibesh Diberim, it's a Talmid of Nachum Tulchiner, Talmid of Rabbeinu, of Rabbi Natan. And when he was talking with Adonai Moreno Rabbeinu with the Rebbe, Mimarat Eliyahu Shaya Shambet Yitobir Yisrael, he was talking about there's a Mara, which is called Mimarat Eliyahu. Mara is a cave of Eliyahu Navi. It's on the mountain, Mount Carmel. I was there a few times. At least once, I think more than once. That Rabbeinu told him that when he was descending there, he visualize that he's, as if he sees Eliyahu Navi davening there and doing bullets over there. And he said, I saw how Eliyahu looks, and that's how he did also.
The Rabbeinu or Rabbi Nathan?
Rabbeinu.
Rabbeinu was at the cave?
Yeah. Oh, I was also there, what? Do you want to go?
Rabbeinu.
Yeah? Is it the one with the tree at the end? No.
There's some trees around there.
No, when you go all the way in, and at the end there's a tree to climb up.
Not sure.
I remember, I was there like many years ago, 20 years ago. 10 years ago. 10 years ago again, yeah. Right, so you did that. That then, Rabbeinu arose to renew himself and get stronger and do more yibodidut. And he understood, Rabbi Yata understood from Rabbeinu's holy words, that also the Yom Navi didn't merit his level, and he didn't merit the level that we reached. And he didn't taste the taste of death. He didn't die, just because he made his tefillah and his bodedut. Ki alo kvar amar, Rabbeinu already said, Asher kol ha-tzadikim lo ba'al madragatam. All the tzadikim did not reach their level. Rak al yedei yibodedut v'tefillah u'bakasha lefanav yitbarach. Only through his bodedut, with prayer and requesting in front of him Hashem. All the tzadikim. If he's a tzaddik, he stood in front of Hashem and he prayed. Regardless if it was Breslev or Chabad or Litvish, doesn't mean if he's a tzaddik, he stood in front of Hashem and he prayed. Ezo matana zo lelamed adam nitfalel. What a gift is it to teach someone that he can pray? I'm telling you, it's a beautiful gift. Rav Arush taught us this. Rabbeinu taught us. Rav Arush is the one who was through him who learned this. Unbelievable. What a beautiful gift. Who taught? I grew up Haredi. No one taught me I could daven. They told me, you read the text in the book. What about davening? You didn't teach you anything about davening. Only about reading text.
You can assume it'll come later on.
Who was? They don't even know it exists.
Reading the words.
So they don't know it exists.
Is it time when you was happy?
No, of course
you,
not.
You missed something in your life.
Before, I was very upset and angry and frustrated and everything else. Yeah. People don't believe me. I used to not smile. I used to not smile. Never. I met my wife, I started smiling a little bit. Until I came here. You believe it? That's it. People tell me I always smile. I don't even realize. Come join, of course, in English. There's a certain avrech in the yeshiva that he doesn't have money to buy food for Shabbos. So whoever can give, a big mitzvah. Give as much as you can. Don't give a shekel or two. If you have only so much, just collect 50% of it. One of our friends over here. Bakasha. Shalkoach. Iskele mitzvot asaf. Zkut zedirah v'Yerushalayim. בלי חוב הזה הלוואות, אם לימדת מישהו לעוד חצי שעה התבודדות על נושא אחד כל יום, נתת לו את החיים. If you taught someone the secret of half an hour of concentrating blood on one thing for a long period of time, you taught him life. You gave him life. אם אמנם רבי נתן ז"ל היה טהור וקדוש, if it's indeed true that רבי נתן, who was so pure and holy, והבין מיד בדעתו, and he immediately understood in his head, שעל ידי שיחה עם השם הוא יכול לפתור כל בעיה ולהתגבר על כל מיני, that through a speech, conversation, talking with Hashem, he could solve anything, every problem, and overcome any obstacle that he has. אבל אנשים כאלה לא מבינים זאת. We, in our place, we don't understand. He understood. He was holy and pure. We don't understand until we see. I want to see results. If there's no results, I don't do.
But he must have realized it after he started doing it.
No. He obeyed that. That's it. He understood it from what Rabbeinu said.
Results is a big topic in Jewish fundraising.
Fundraising. So if you tell someone, listen, tefillah helps. Good. But if you tell someone, telling you, take 1 week in your life and do every day half an hour one specific thing, you'll see a change. He'll do it. And after a week, he'll see the change and it'll push you to do more and more tefillah. You can't tell you can convince Ezra, it's one of the things that you always tell people about. Tell them this.
Cool.
Avraham said, advice for you or for everyone here who has children, if you daven for each child, what do you say? 1 minute a day. If you daven for a child 1 minute a day, you have, at the end of the year, you have 6 hours of prayer on that child. 360 minutes, how much is that? 6 hours? So yeah, exactly 6 hours, right? Avala Razman, that's a good advice. He said, well, why not? 1 minute. You can't give your kid 1 minute. Give your kid 1 minute. You go work for hours to give him food. Give him 1 minute of tefillah. At the end of the year, he'll come. Give him 2 minutes? 12 hours. Give him 5 minutes.
It's so easy to listen, but to make this man. Yeah.
Abenu said, every advice that I give, Abenu said, it's very simple advice, but the Yetzer Hara is going to do anything to prevent people from doing it. Just because I said it. Even Tikkun HaKlali. Take a bit of tefillin. What's the big deal? Rabbeinu said, even though it's very simple, it'll be very difficult for people to do it. Why? Hashem wants us to daven for it. Especially in Bodudut. Ask Hashem further in Bodudut. There was a time that all I did in Bodudut is to ask Hashem to do in Bodudut. For months and months. That's all I did. Not true but nothing. He said every day I will do an hour ago. Avraham says it. Told my brother. My brother came to Avraham and said, you do it, what do you do? He said, I do 20 minutes, Yeshua. It's a long time ago. Today he does the one. Yeah, for years.
I know you.
He told him 20 minutes. He says, okay. Do 20 minutes? Okay, you have to do 20 minutes and work to do more. So what should I do? He told him, do 20 minutes and doing an hour. Well, 20 minutes and doing 25. 25 and doing 30. 30 and doing 35. Well, slowly, Hashem will open it for you.
You should try to give at least 5 minutes so I can come and do it again.
Can. It's very powerful.
Just so that I can come again.
Mamash. So beautiful, but the dude is... Sweet. But there's so much minyot, so many obstacles against it. The Yetzer Hara will give you any other avodah to do, any other work, serving Hashem, chesed, learning, helping your wife, whatever it is, he'll give you chatzot. Just don't do the 60 minutes of Yibodah. That's what the Yetzer Hara works on. But a person has to know. It's like Baitel writes, we learned it in this room about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. He writes, don't listen to the Yetzer Hara on this. First do an hour in Bodudut, then do everything else. First do the hour. And truth is, good advice. You do in Bodudut if you can, if it's possible, first thing in the morning. But get up, do in Bodudut. That's the best. You can't, do it before you get home. You get home, you're ready in this bad situation.
Tell God, mention today, if you get up for a date, you have time to do this place, do it right away.
Right, right. And now? Of course. Now the next finish is 6:15, 6:20. You can do an hour, you can do the kid. Sometimes I get up, I used to get up early for Nate, and I didn't go for Nate. I said, I first do Bolidut. I don't care. If I don't need Bolidut, I'm afraid I'm not going to do it all day. I used to do right away, and then daven at 7 o'clock minute. A person to do all the tachbulot, all the ways that he will do an hour in Bolidut. And half an hour is a beautiful gift, a wonderful gift. Instead of fighting years after years with the taivas, with the bad lusts, with the bad midas, that they make a person's life bitter. And not only his own life, also all the people around him. A person, if he just invests a half an hour a day on one specific thing, let's say he has anger, he can't get up in the morning, whatever it is, he has a half an hour specifically on that, he solves the problem.
Let's say make it morning or in the evening for Shabbat, it's different. When you make it in the evening, you know all the things. When you sleep, and then wake up the next morning, you make Shabbat for the next day.
It's hard for you.
Yes, we are.
Okay, whatever's good for you.
Because you're sleeping.
Whatever's good for you. Whatever's good for you. I'm not saying you, but
no, if
you have a set time that you're doing everything, okay. So for me,
I need to do it immediately, my mind is clear.
Of course, before you go to sleep, your person should see the tshuva and everything, but
most time I mean,
I don't like doing it in the evening. Also, there's more dinim, mincha time, from mincha until chatzot, from mincha until midnight, there's more dinim, judgment in the world. The best time for doing Bolidut is Chatzot at night. And then further away in the morning, and then further away in the afternoon, and the worst is in the evening. But the best is to do that regardless. Don't say, I'm not going to do because it's a, you do an hour. 1 hour and 24 hours.
You mainly say the best is to do it at the same time every day, every night? You ever say that every night?
I don't see that. Best is night of chatzot. In the middle of the night, in a place where people don't even walk during the day. That's the best.
Maybe you say that. Do that. That's the best time.
Yeah.
Do that
same time.
Every night.
Same place. Same place. Yeah, that's also power. Yeah. But for Sada, that's just a good advice. So it goes better for you. But even if you don't do, as long as you do 60 minutes.
For me, it's very difficult in the day when it's light. There's too much noise.
Yeah.
In the morning, when all no sleep, or in the evening, you go down, you feel.
There's vibrations, of course.
You feel the thing in the day. You feel the mind.
Especially when you live in a city.
Yes.
Tav, I said that was tough right here.